32:1-2. Asante sana Mwikamba, nimekuona, thank you. Thank you.
Ah, sio mtaa, sio wa Gaza huko kitambo chini hasa. Thank you. Asante sana check 2. Gitonga, are we ready? Tuko tayari, are we ready? Two. The other one, ingine mic ya Sennheiser.
Two, again two. Asante sana, check two. Two.
Cabinet Secretary and Cabinet Secretary for Foreign and Diaspora Affairs, His Excellency Musalia Mudavadi, our visitors, our colleagues from the press, Good evening. Apologies for the slight delay, but we are ready to listen to the statement from the Prime Cabinet Secretary. Then we'll give an opportunity for two or three questions. Welcome, sir.
Thank you. First of all, let me say good afternoon to you. We are gathered here for both a pleasant and emotional moment for the people of Kenya for many friends and family members. So I'll just make a few remarks, and then with your permission, I'll allow some of our good people here to make a few remarks, and thereafter we can take one or two questions. But I hope I'm audible enough. Am I okay? Thank you. So, here is my first line. Welcome back home, Stephen Munyako. After 15 years of incarceration in Saudi Arabia's courts, and after being handed a death sentence for manslaughter, the release of Stephen Munyako, and his other name is Abdul Karim, followed a combination of sustained diplomatic efforts by the government of Kenya, philanthropic contributions from the World Muslim League and Kenyans, and their prayers bore fruit, as Mr. Munyako is with us here today. Mr. Munyako's death sentence was deferred after the family of the deceased accepted dia amounting to approximately Kenya shillings 129 million, paving the way for the release, for his release and subsequent trip home on Tuesday morning. On behalf of President William Ruto and the government of Kenya, we want to thank all those whose efforts led to the release of Mr. Munyako. Immediately, when the matter was brought to my office that a Kenyan was on death row in Saudi Arabia, I officially wrote to the Foreign Minister of Saudi Arabia seeking his intervention on behalf of Mr. Munyako to have the execution deferred. Equally, I want to thank President William Ruto, who intervened by speaking directly with Mohammed bin Salman Al Saud, the ruler of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, and he also followed it with a letter and requested a delay in the execution as Kenya pursued the matter diplomatically. Secondly, my special appreciation goes to the Muslim community, including the SUPKEM, and the chair, Mr. Nado, is here with us, the World Muslim League, and the Kenya Muslim community, the Kenya Conference of Catholic Churches bishops, and the thousands of Kenyans through whom their big and small monetary contributions went to the payment of dia amounting to the 129 million Kenya shillings that I referred to. I also want to acknowledge the government of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia for providing him and the government of Kenya with an opportunity to engage diplomatically, a testament to the deep and friendly relations between the two countries. I also want to pay special mention to P.S. Korir Singoei for his relentless diplomatic efforts, including staying out at night to welcome Stephen back to Nairobi. But apart from him, we have the diplomats who are engaging. Steve will tell you that he's gone through the hands of four ambassadors during that period that he was going through this challenge. And one of the people who was there is Ambassador Ibrahim, who is with us here. I also want to appreciate the efforts of Bring Back Steve-O Campaign Strategy Committee, chaired by Mr. Joseph Odindo. He's here, he'll say something briefly. And also to make special mention to Munyako's family, led by the indefatigable or tireless spirit of his mother, Mama Dorothy Kweyu, who stands here with us today. I would be missing a fundamental player if I do not also appreciate the role played by the media in highlighting and keeping this story alive and helping to get it carried far and wide, to the extent that you contributed to the success. We must remember that when you are failing an axe, every stroke counts. And I want us to realize that it is not sometimes what we think. When somebody sees that tree coming down with the last stroke, and then they say, I have failed the tree. No. We must remember that there were several hits from different quarters, all collective, so that the tree could be felled. The tree in this context was to make sure that Steve Munyako was able to join his family and to join the Kenyans. It's going to be a tough journey through the process of reintegration and the process of finding his feet again. I've just had a light moment with him and his family. He has actually become a grandfather in this process. But I just want to say that all is well that ends well. And we want to thank God in particular, because this is a miracle. His hand has been felt right through, to the extent that it has enabled us to stand here together with Steve. Let me just conclude by emphasizing that the Ministry of Foreign and Diaspora Affairs is committed to safeguarding the rights and welfare of Kenyans abroad, and will continue to relentlessly ensure better living conditions for Kenyans abroad. I want to say so because a few months ago, when I was in Parliament, in Senate, there was a question, and it would be good for Kenyans to if this may have slipped through our fingers, just to remember that we have about 1,000 Kenyans facing incarceration in different countries, different legal jurisdictions, different challenges. We thank God we are lucky in the context of Steve Munyako, but the others continue to have challenges, and our embassies and our missions continue to work through diplomatic channels every other day to try and get the best outcome. Sometimes we succeed, sometimes we may not succeed. But I would like it to go on record that we are there to serve the people of Kenya. So thank you for listening to me on this one. And because it's really about Steve and the family, let me invite Mr. Odindo on behalf of the family to step forward, make some remarks, and then I will request the chair of SUPKEM to make some remarks, and finally we will hear from Steve Munyako. All this we are speaking because we have permission from Madam, the mom, to continue on that basis. So, Mr. Steve.
Thank you, Your Excellency, Prime Cabinet Secretary. My name is Joseph Odindo. I was the chairman of the Bring Steve-O Home campaign. And we are here today to present Stephen himself to the Bwana Waziri on behalf of the government. We are extremely grateful for the exceptional role that the government, especially the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, played in making it possible for Steve to be released and for him to come back home. And that's why we are here today. It's been a long journey. 14 years of communicating with Steve, the communication between Steve and his mother and the family, not knowing how this matter will end. But we are here today because a number of people and institutions gave their time and effort and proved to be extremely generous in fighting for something that was good. We are here because first, the ministry and the government of Kenya stood behind the efforts to secure Steve's release. They did not judge him. Nobody asks to find themselves in the situation that Steve ended up in. They threw their weight behind the efforts to secure his release because he is a Kenyan. And for that, we are extremely grateful. He was treated as a child of this country and given all the support that he deserved as a citizen. Steve's predicament in Saudi Arabia is something that you are all familiar with. So we'll not go into all that, but we hope that as he settles down, he will find his place in, back in society. We are making all arrangements that can that are necessary to make it possible for him to be reintegrated back into Kenyan life. There are specific individuals and institutions we would like to acknowledge for the outcome that we are today happy about. Besides the government, there's the Muslim World League that paid the full amount of dia, which was required in court. The amount they paid was on top of the 20 million shillings that we raised. We are extremely grateful to the numerous Kenyans who stepped forward to support our fundraising efforts. We can't name them. There are some who are public figures and there are private individuals. We are truly grateful for all the money that you sent us to help us reach our target. Then there are the Kenyans who supported us with the prayer. There was fasting. There was sacrifice. There was continual appeal to God to intervene in this matter. For me as chairman, I've come out of this whole experience believing in miracles. Prayer actually works. Yeah. So our message today is that as a country, we care for each other. We have realized from this experience that we do care for each other. Kenyans came out in support of Steve. They sent us messages, they sent us contributions, and the government, more than everybody else, opened its doors to us. We reached out to many people. You may not know, we wrote to the Pope at the Vatican. The President wrote to the King of Saudi Arabia. We sent messages through groups or institutions that we thought could intervene in this matter. At the end of it all, help came from the most unlikely source, but I think it's because God decided to use the Muslim World League to show his supremacy and to help Steve get out of this situation. So, thank you very much, all Kenyans who supported us in this cause. Bonawaziri, convey our gratitude to His Excellency the President for making it possible for the government, through you and through Ambassador Rwange and through the Permanent Secretary, the Permanent Secretary for Foreign Affairs, all that they did for us, and to make it possible for Steve to be back home here today. We don't take this for granted, and for us, it's a show of support that we are truly one people. Thank you very much. Yeah. So I would like to introduce to you Stephen and the family members who are here. We've been talking about Steve-O, we've been talking about Steve all along, we have been talking about Munyaho. This is Stephen Abdikarim Munyaho, the man who has been at the center of more than a year of campaigns by Kenyans and all people of goodwill to secure his release. Stephen, So you say something after I've introduced everybody else? Yeah. So that's Stephen. This is Stephen's mother, Dorothy Kweyu. Dorothy was a journalist for very many years, and some of you may know her. Yeah, and Dorothy has been the face of this campaign. She has interacted with many of you, and you have graciously given her the opportunity to appeal to Kenyans for support in securing her son's release. Yeah?
Yes.
This is Cyprian Amakulu Munyaho. He's one of the brothers of Steve-O, yeah, and he's representing the siblings at today's gathering. Cyprian has been part of the committee that was campaigning, planning this campaign, plotting the campaign. Cyprian, the mother, and have all been part of this committee. Thank you, Cyprian. And with us is also Anthony Mapesa, Steve-O's uncle. Yeah. The family has been very supportive in this cause. We had different groups pushing on different angles. There were the family, there were the friends who are fasting, Then there was the gang of the people lobbying and interacting with the government, seeking diplomatic support and knocking on doors to be opened. Yeah. Yeah. So, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Before we hear Steve, can you bring it? We have the chairman of SUPKEM, Mr. Nado. And you can introduce our brother in the process.
Your Excellency, the Prime Cabinet Secretary and the Minister of Foreign Affairs, on my own behalf and on behalf of the Supreme Council of Kenya Muslims and the larger Muslim community in this country, I also join the rest of Kenyans and the family of Abdul Karim Munyako and the mother who have actually demonstrated that it is possible to come out of a greater challenge just with hope. Your Excellency, when this issue came to me, in fact, Mama Stifo came to my office and she has gone to every other institution here in Nairobi asking for help. And by the grace of God, we were able, as I've been said before, from the quotas that were not expected, that we managed by the grace of God to manage what has made us to be here today to celebrate this important occurrence in the history of our country. Your Excellency, allow me to thank the President of the Republic of Kenya and everybody in government who have made it possible for us to realize this historical moment of having the release of Stifo. We shall continue support where necessary as the family works on their strategy of how to integrate him back to the society. We are also ready to hold his hand just like every other Kenyan, the way it has been done before. We shall continue playing that particular role to make sure that it becomes a contributor to the society of Kenya. Lastly, Your Excellency, is to thank, among the many other people that have been named here, actually the ambassador of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia in Kenya, His Excellency Abdullah Ibn Salman. This ambassador, Your Excellency, when we are engaging the Secretary General of the Muslim World League, we had a special sitting with him in the airport as the Secretary General was leaving, and he was able to share with the Secretary General the other side of the importance of having Steve released. And I'm sure with the prayers of everybody and intervention of the government, those whispers from the ambassador of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia in Kenya were able to contribute largely to the success we celebrate today. Your Excellency, thank you very much, and may God make it easy for the many other issues that we are facing, for the many Kenyans across the globe who are facing similar challenges, and for all of us, so that we can continue being in a peaceful country. May God reward each and every one of us contribution and also grant us success in our dunya. Thank you.
All right, now I think we are ready to hear from Steve. And I'm sure you people have been in a place where people say, I know how you feel. Let me be honest. We don't know how Steve feels. It's only him who knows, and it's only him who can speak to it. Najua mmesikia hiyo. Mmesikia watu wakisema, nasikia, nakufeel. Hapana. Let us hear Steve. Let him tell us what he wishes to say today. Thank you, Steve.
Sawa. Your Excellency, Kenyans at large, I'm greatly delighted to be here and as my Excellency says, you don't know how I feel. It's only I who knows how I feel. At the same time, words cannot express it. Secondly, I would just like to thank each and everybody, right from the office of the president, the foreign ministry, the ambassadors that I worked with, the Kenyans at large, your prayers, your contributions never went unnoticed. And I feel indebted, and I don't know how I can ever pay back. Just accept my humble thanks, and sure, in later days, we shall talk more. As we say, the day is still young. So I'm grateful for this opportunity, and I thank you all for coming, and we look forward to meeting you again. Thank you.
Okay, so I don't know whether you would want to raise any question, preferably to me. We can let Steve acclimatize first, but you can also raise to Odindo or to the chair of SUPKEM if there's any, but if there's none, we'll leave it at that.
Hello. Yeah, my name is Kenna from People Daily. You talked of 1,000 being held in foreign prison. I don't know if it's able to give us a breakdown. Maybe the countries they are in and the kind of charges they have been facing. We're just aware of one or two about the drugs. Thank you.
Actually, I did respond to this question in the Senate. Perhaps it did not capture the kind of significance it should have captured. Now, these are Kenyans in many different countries, and we could only give you the numbers, and that's why I rounded it up to about 1,000, because we also have to respect the privacy of these individuals and their families. So we would not want to go into naming any individuals and under what circumstances, because for the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, we are not going to pronounce innocence or guilt under any of these circumstances. But our role is to be supportive in trying to facilitate humane treatment, facilitate possible release, and give the necessary support that we can from time to time once these cases come to us. But it is on the record in Hansard in Parliament. I actually tabled a document which has these details. Thank you.
Waziri, my name is John Matava from Citizen Radio. Maybe just away from that, Tanzania imepiga marufuku biashara za kigeni. Labda tu ine kwa kidiplomasia inamaanisha nini, na kama taifa mnafanya nini kwa ushirikiano wa kikanda?
Asante. Ningependa tu kusema kwamba kwanza sisi wote tuko katika East African Community, na mara kwa mara tunajadiliana kupitia kwa kikao hicho ama jumuiya hiyo, kujadiliana kuhusu mambo ya kibiashara na mambo mengine ambayo yanahusu mataifa yetu. Kwa mambo ya biashara ambayo nataja, tayari namtafuta ama nimempigia waziri wa mambo ya nchi za kigeni wa Tanzania. Mheshimiwa Rais pia kama mwenyekiti wa East African Community Summit anawasiliana na rais wa Jamhuri ya Tanzania, na pia waziri ambaye anahusika na mambo ya biashara. Kwa hivyo tunatumia mbinu za kidiplomasia kutatua yale mmeona kwa magazeti. Asante.
My name is Jacinta Matura from The Standard. On the same issue on diplomacy, there has been issues of Kenyans and especially activists being abducted and cases of torture in Tanzania. What's the stand or position of the ministry, given that this is the second time you've had a Kenyan being abducted and tortured in Tanzania?
I think we want to handle those things carefully, because it's important we go on the basis of evidence. So I think you are referring to the case that has been in the paper. There are channels through which we shall find out the actual circumstances and the detail. We are getting more of the media communicating to these issues, but we would want to respond on the basis of official information as and when it is given. So we'll go through the diplomatic channels. But be that as it may, I just want to also appeal to the media to give proportion to the way they are expressing some of these things. Because I'm not the only one, or unless I am, but let us not try and give the impression that Kenyans are at war with their brothers and sisters in Tanzania. Let us tackle these issues diplomatically, professionally, so that we can get the right answers. I've given you a case of Kenyans who are facing challenges in different countries. We work, we communicate, we follow diplomatic channels, and we are doing it every day. It's part of our remit. So it is not factual when somebody says that the Kenya government has abandoned its Kenyans. That's not true. That's why I also appeal for a measure of proportion in terms of how we are communicating these issues. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. We'll have a photo session. Photographers, if you could just step ahead.
Yeah.